Hey everybody, welcome to Anxiety Bay. Happy Wednesday. It's Tuesday right now while I'm recording this, but you all will listen to it on hump day. So happy hump day. I hope thus far your week has been blessed and highly favored and full of good vibes and glitter and good food and water and all sorts of things that just are the bee's knees. I am still under the weather, so please bear with me if you hear, a hack or a cough or a sneeze or, anything that sounds like me having a glitch. My immune system is like, fuck this shit, I'm out. Like, it's not working for me right now. But, if you have not heard, I have an announcement to make. Anxiety Bay is now available on Apple Podcasts. So not only can you hear us on Anchor and on SoundCloud and on Spotify, but you can also listen to us on Apple right from your iPhone or your iPads, your MacBooks, your iPad minis. Make sure you catch us and download us on there. And you can keep up with us as well. I am going to get into it. So today's episode is entitled, Does Beyonce Get Depressed? And now this episode isn't going to be about Beyonce in entirety and verbatim. However, she is just everything and then some. If you know me personally, you know Beyonce. Beyonce is like my best friend. It's me, Beyonce, and Jesus. It's us three, and that's just how we, well, Jesus above all, but it's us three together, and yeah. So, this episode is going to discuss, I really wanted to talk about, celebrities and people in the public eye, and how depression and anxiety inadvertently affects them. And it's crazy because one of my favorite movies, Beyond the Lights, it came out a couple of years ago, and it really touched on celebrities and being in the limelight and not necessarily being able, because that's a lot, like, of course, we don't see, celebrities when they're at their lowest. We don't even see some of our peers at their lowest. And sometimes we do. A lot of people have put on, have made it their business to put on a facade that everything is okay because, you know, in the Black community especially, when you're growing up, it's always, oh, nothing's wrong with you, just pray, or, oh, nothing's wrong with you, you just have a bad attitude, or anything like that, or, oh, you just be an extra. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. You just be an extra, and it's like, while sometimes that may be the case for me personally, oftentimes, and more times than not, I'm not being extra, like, I'm genuinely being transparent, and that often is a reason why people don't open up, because to be transparent and to put my feelings on the table and to say, okay, this is how I feel, this is what's going on, and this is how it's affecting me, and for someone to come back and to almost mock that is straight up disrespectful, because regardless of if you realize what the person's going through or not, doesn't make their feelings any more or less valid. Like, what does a depressed person look like? What does an anxious person look like? What does a sad person look like? Like, realistically, we don't look like Eeyore. Like, we aren't, like, life goes on, and, you know, especially as women, we are kind of raised into just working through it or going through it or just enduring it, and Which is a gift and a curse, because in that you forget sometimes, like, oh, I have these emotions and these feelings, and it's okay to let them out. Like, and I need to let them out, because if I don't let them out, I can't be any good to anybody else if I'm not good to myself. If I can't sit by myself and be alone with my thoughts and process my emotions and process how I feel, that is doing no one any justice. And like I always say every episode, you cannot pour from empty cups. You cannot give others what you don't have or what you might be telling yourself you have. And being there for others also includes being there for yourself. You have to be there for yourself first and foremost. There's no way around that. There's nothing, and people that don't understand that do not need to be in your space. Erase them, because I have had friends that made me feel guilty for feeling like having feelings and for explaining to them, this is why I'm acting this way. This is what the situation is. This is how I feel. And I don't necessarily know how to articulate that. Like, don't get in the habit of teaching people how to be your friend. That is a no-go, especially when it comes to depression and anxiety. So, while I did get off on a tangent there, back to celebrities, and does Beyonce get depressed? Now, just think, like, we as regular people are high-strung and stressed the hell out with waking up every day, or sometimes waking up every day, going to work, that routine, bills, and you know, if you have kids, relationships, family, and we are just normal working class citizens. And then take people like Jussie Smollett, for example. While this whole thing going on with him is ridiculous and it's crazy, and he really needs prayer. And he's not as rich as Beyonce, but money definitely doesn't have anything to do with it. Like money truly doesn't make anyone any more happy in a grand scheme of things. Although it does make life a lot easier, because you have that, if you have that cash flow and you can pay bills and you can travel and you can go in Louis and buy stuff off the rack without even looking at the price tag, and you can do all these amazing things, and that's awesome and that's bomb for you. But you see this man that, you know, as far as we knew was fine. And, you know, he's on this successful show, this very successful black show. And he's got, you know, all these celebrity friends, and his sister's been in all these amazing movies, and his siblings and him had a cooking show at one point. And it's like his mind still convinced itself that him paying actors to stage a racist attack, which was none of the above, which didn't happen at all, like that doesn't make any sense. Or Demi Lovato, for example, she just checked herself back into rehab for maybe the third time as far as we know. And if you haven't seen Demi Lovato's YouTube, I can't think of what it's called. I think the channel is YouTube Red, but Demi Lovato has like a documentary thing on there. And when I tell you, it's so good. Like, you don't even necessarily have to be a fan of her music, because this documentary doesn't even talk about music. Well, it does, but it primarily focuses on like her drug use and her depression and how growing up in the limelight, being a Disney kid, kind of just caused the switch to go off. And that goes for a lot of Disney kids. Miley Cyrus, at one point everyone thought that she was off her rocker. So it's just really sad to think, like, you know, you have all this money And it seems like, you know, you still have voids that no matter how hard you try to find something to fill in that space, nothing will work. Like, your demons always get, always seem to, like, creep out of the rabbit hole, no matter how hard or how tightly you think you put that, the cap on over it. Like, and it's sad, but it's life, and it's definitely something that we have to cope with. And this was, another reason why I wanted to talk about this, because a lot of times we kind of forget, like, and this is another reason why I really dislike social media. We forget that, like, celebrities are people too. So you see, like, the Shade Room, and you see Baller Alert, and all these other TMZ media outlets. And then you have, like, celebrities who are just normal people. Normal people that have a platform and a talent and a little bit of money. So... and then you see them getting antagonized day in and day out for no reason, for their clothes, for the things that, the choices that they make with their children, for the choices that they make with their money, who they invest in, what charities they like. It doesn't even matter. Going back to Beyonce, like, it's always something. As awesome as she is, they say, oh, her breast stinks. It has to. Or her feet stink, or they used to talk about Blue Ivy's hair. Now look at her, bald-headed heifers. But anyway, so, yeah, it's just so many things in their day-to-day life and our day-to-day lives that make us more alike than we think. Let's not get into the habit of exempting and excluding anyone from this thing that we may or may not be facing, and this thing that is very difficult called life. And although, you know, you, like, you're not gonna see Beyonce, or you may not necessarily see Beyonce on stage crying because she's stressed out because she's got shit going on with her family. Like, we didn't know any of this until Lemonade came out. Like, we didn't know any of this about Demi Lovato until she was found overdosed. Same with Mac Miller. And oftentimes, it is too late. Brittany Murphy, Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain. I could go down the list of how many celebrities. It just feels like a jail. And that's why I say you have to stay prayed up. Don't exempt anyone from knowing and understanding that this thing called life is not easy. It is a bitch for everybody. Again, money doesn't make anything any less easier necessarily on a larger level, because you still have taxes, you still have kids, you still have, you know, people in your corner are always going to need something and always going to have problems and always are going to come to you. And on top of that, think about, you know, how long that these people are spending in studios and at table reads for scripts and in business meetings and photo shoots and endorsement meetings. And it's like, well, dang, do they even have time to sit and to just gather their thoughts, or to sit and just think, or to sit and just be? Like, there's always someone in their face. There's always someone to answer to. There's always a question that needs to be asked. There's always a DM. There's always a clapback that needs to, that may or may not need to happen. And we're no different than they are. Again, they just have a little bit of money and a platform. So, but, yeah, you just have to be understanding of that. And in a way, it kind of makes me feel better too, because it's like I love telling myself I have as many hours in the day as Beyonce, because I do. She, just as she can be productive with her day, and we think like, dang, how does she do all this in a day? Sometimes I sit on the bed and I'm like, dang, like, did I, like, I all right, girl, like, yes, like, I went to all my classes, I went and did this, that was important, I went to this financial aid meeting, I went and applied for this, I went to this, and went to work and worked a full shift and came home and did homework. Like, just going down the list and giving yourself reasons to pat yourself on the back. And that's an accomplishment. Like, after every day, like, when I'm done and my pajamas are on and my bonnet is on and I've said my prayers, I'll always say thank you, Jesus, because my days may seem long in the beginning and now I'm always like, there are not enough hours in the day. But believe me, there definitely are. And the answer to the question is yes, Beyonce does get depressed. I'm sure she does. And you in your head, you're probably like, well, what the hell did she get depressed about? But it doesn't even matter. It could be something as small as someone left the orange Skittles in the bag and she didn't like them. Or Blue rolled her eyes at her. Or the twins won't stop. Like, it doesn't even matter. But it just makes me feel a lot better about myself to think, like, damn, I don't have to have it all together, because the people that we think have it all together still don't either. And it is a learning curve. It is a process. I honestly don't think in life you'll stop feeling and growing and exuding and loving and harboring and being transparent and letting it out. Like, I feel like that's all a part of the cycle, and that's a part of growth. Like, with each age, I'm sure you could be 99, there'll still be something on your mind, there'll still be something to worry about, to think about. It just all depends on how you adjust and how you respond to it. That's the kicker. That's what you have to start working on. You don't, everything doesn't require a response, and everything sure as hell doesn't require the response that your mind and your brain may initially think about. So, yeah, I want y'all to just think about it like that. Like, anytime you feel ugly, anytime you, well, not ugly like physically, but ugly as far as inside, like your mood, anytime that something pisses you off, something doesn't go right, just think about that. Like, well, shit, Beyonce gets depressed. Like, it's okay, because that's what life is about. Like, it's about learning and experiencing. Think about it like a flower. You know, a perennial, like, they come back every season, but they have to go through their growing phase. And they are not always so pretty, but you may get that one season where you come in full bloom and shut shit down. So take this with you, y'all. I love y'all so much for listening. Thank you for the continued love and support. Please continue to tell all your friends about Anxiety Bay. Make sure you answer or ask questions. Just know that I'm always here. My DMs are always open, both my Anxiety Bay page and my personal page, _JaylenDanielle, together. So make sure that you hit me up if you need me. Make sure to tune in next week and to stay updated with Little Gems from the Hip on our Instagram page. And I will see you next week.